Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Amid the floundering economy, there is a trend that might surprise you, as it did us. There's a decrease in the number of homeless people. The Pine Street Inn in Boston, the largest shelter organization in New England, reports fewer individuals need emergency housing. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports it's because of a program that puts long-term shelter residents in permanent homes.
It seems counterintuitive, with foreclosures still climbing and unemployment still high, that homeless shelters aren't bursting. But in fact, the Pine Street Inn is closing shelters because they don't need them, says President Lyndia Downey.
For the first time that I can remember, and I've been doing this for 25 years, we have actually taken down shelter beds.
Yesterday, Pine Street closed the Boston Night Center, an emergency shelter which had 55 spaces for men and women. Earlier this year, it shut down more than 100 beds at a shelter in Dorchester. Overall, there's a 24% decrease in demand in the city, and that mirrors a nationwide trend. The decline is due to a new national approach called Housing First, which Downey says turns the model for dealing with the problem on its head.
There's a better way to do this. There's a better way to align the resources.
Over the past 5 years, the Pine Street Inn has placed about 200 chronically homeless people in permanent apartments with on-site support services. These are people who've lived on the street for an average of 10 years and have serious mental illnesses. But they didn't have to get on a waiting list, get sober, or even take their medication. Downey says eligibility is the old way of thinking about addressing homelessness.
This really reverses that, Monica, completely, and says, look, we're going to put you in housing, and then while you're in housing, we're going to try and work with you on how to make your meals. You know, we're going to talk to you about medication. We're going to work with you on staying sober. So it is really a very different philosophical approach.
Hi, how are you?
Is this your room?
Yeah, very pretty.
The Pine Street Inn runs 550 units of permanent housing in 29 locations in Boston and Brookline.
The rooms are single rooms, and they all have locked armoires. Every room has a TV we put in.
This is the WISH program in Boston. It has 10 permanent rooms for women with mental illness. Debbie Womet, who runs it, describes it as a college dorm with a shared kitchen. Almost 90% of people in this type of program stay for at least 3 years. Housing First is funded by money that used to be used for emergency shelters. It's happening statewide and has reduced the individual homeless populations in Framingham, Worcester, and Springfield. The new approach is also saving the state money, nearly $2 million a year from Boston alone. That's because if people are in permanent housing, they use fewer services, such as shelters and hospital emergency rooms. Dr. Jim O'Connell of Boston Healthcare for the Homeless sees firsthand that it's working when he goes out on house calls.
What's really remarkable when they get into housing is that that struggle, that daily struggle to survive outside, is gone, and much of that attention and their priorities then begin to look at themselves.
That's got Lyndia Downey thinking of one man, Joe. He's mentally ill and had lived on the street for 25 years. She asked him to take a look at a room where he could live permanently.
And he said, I don't really want to go. I've lived here a long time. I'm perfectly happy. So he went up and he went to the top floor in the building and took his bags. And he said, oh, this is better than I thought. Shut the door. And he slept for 48 hours. And we thought, oh, my God, is he okay?
When staff unlocked the door, they found Joe's bed untouched. He was sleeping on newspapers on the floor.
And he said, yeah, you know, I think this is going to work out for me. And staff said, you know, we were really worried about you. He said, I'm exhausted. I haven't had a good night's sleep in 25 years.
Downey says she knows homelessness won't be fixed entirely. But the fact that she's been able to close some shelters proves this new model works, at least for individuals. It's taking longer to make it work for families, though. The recession has pushed family homelessness to a 30-year high. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.